WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council is looking into allowing volunteers to trap, neuter, vaccinate, and release feral cats. Supporters include Lance Parr, the president of the Brazos Pets Animal Welfare Society and a member of the Bryan Animal Center Board of Directors.
DNR reduces shelter admissions and the cost to the city and taxpayers, frees up space in the shelter for adoptable animals, and promotes public health by reducing the number of unvaccinated cats in the general population.
City staff told the council they would look at what other cities are doing with the goal of bringing a formal proposal for consideration at the end of July. The Bryan City Council breezed through nearly all of its regular agenda business during last night's meeting.
I know a lot is said about what we do and don't do for the community. And council members, I apologize if I offend you by bringing out some of these numbers.
Mayor Jason Byinski paused to point out 34 of 41 locations where streets will be seal-coated this summer are in Districts 1 and 2. Rafael Pena wasn't offended by the mayor pointing out half the locations were in his district.
Just wanted to point out that thanks for doing that math for me. Just goes to show that we're doing a good job up here.
21 locations are in Pena's district, 11 in District 1, 5 are in District 5, and there's one apiece in Districts 3 and 4. Texas A&M officials have shared what they thought was the best legislative session the system has ever had.
I'm on the thanks given by Chancellor John Charpless to the governor.
I don't remember a governor, maybe since John Conley, that has been more focused on higher education than Greg Abbott, period. I mean, it is everything he is about. It is his economic development. It is what he thinks about in the morning. He wants this president to have one of the top 10 universities in the country.
System schools and agencies received $865 million in capital projects, including $144 million for health science center projects in Bryan and Houston. But the chancellor did not talk about last week's forced resignation of former center CEO Brett Girard.
We decided to stick to the legislative part of it. We don't want to detract from this for right now.
The flagship campus received $79 million in research funding from the state. That's an increase of more than $20 million, and that does not count the governor's new University Research Initiative Fund, where A&M will compete for $40 million. A complete recap's online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM, WTAW.
For the second time this year, a scammer is sending out phone calls claiming they're with College Station Police and making demands. A new twist is that the scammer is also calling CSPD's non-emergency number long enough for the dispatcher to answer in an attempt to cause the victim on the other end of the line to make a payment by a wire transfer or preloaded debit card. A crash during yesterday afternoon's commute near Easterwood Airport resulted in three people going to the hospital. College Station police say a woman going north on 2818, making a left turn onto FM 60, was hit by a southbound car. The driver of the northbound car was transported with life-threatening injuries, while the driver and a passenger in the southbound car did not have life-threatening injuries. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 and FM 103.5 WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners. The Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Pay good money for a sprinkler system for your yard? Well, keep it and your yard in good shape. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC provides complete sprinkler system service. Whether it's a leak or a broken sprinkler heads, ABC repairs it. And if your timer's not functioning, we can adjust it and answer all your programming questions. For sprinkler repair, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment. License 8348.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It is 612. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thanks for waking up with us this morning. The Infomaniacs roll in without Mr. DeLucia again this morning. He's taking a little time off. So in the meantime, let's check your forecast. And it is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine and warm once again across the region. Temperatures making their way up to 90 to 95 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy weather overnight. Lows will fall back close to 75. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Our highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy, a low of 75 tomorrow night. Partly sunny on Friday, 90 to 95. By late Friday afternoon, there could be a passing shower or a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to be talking Game 3 of the NBA Finals last night. It looked to be all Cleveland Cavaliers for the longest time, but then all of a sudden Golden State Warriors started fighting back. The Cavs ended up holding off for the win, but we'll talk about that a little bit more, as well as Carlos Correa goes deep for the first time in his career, but it really didn't make any difference as the Astros dropped their sixth straight loss. Meanwhile, Yikes. The Rangers won three of their last four. They're now two games behind the Houston Astros for first place in the AL West. We'll talk about that, as well as a 27-year-old rookie right-hander for the San Francisco Giants, Chris Heston, made history last night through his first career no-hitter, the 17th in Giants history. All that more coming up in sports.
And three doinks away from a perfect game.
Yep. He didn't even walk anybody. He just hit him.
Three batters. Boink, boink, boink.
Yep.
Okay, so Scott frequently does this to me, and so I have to do it to you. It is kind of a show rule, Zach.
Okay.
In that you missed one of the more important portions of sports this morning.
What was that?
There was a police and fire call to a place in Missouri because they thought it was a plane crash. When they found, what they found was a man washing his jet-powered semi, called it Shockwave.
Okay.
Yeah, a semi-powered, okay. I'm sorry, a jet-powered semi-tractor trailer truck. A couple had just moved in kind of, I guess, on the other holler in Missouri, and they called 911 after hearing the loud noise and seeing smoke over the tree line. He had recently raced the vehicle, which can go 376 miles an hour.
Holy cow.
On dirt.
What? Boom. Wait a minute. He said it went that fast?
That's what the story
said. I bet
said.
He's been timed.
Yeah. 370? No.
To wash the 36,000 horsepower truck. 36,000.
You're not racing your jet-powered semi in private, Zach. I mean, this has been done in front of people.
Well, I know, but 370? Uh-huh. I mean, NASCAR's don't even... I mean, NASCAR...
200.
Because they don't have jet engines.
All right.
No, NASCARs do like 200, and Indy cars do anywhere up to a 230, depending on the racetrack. Not that I'm a racing geek or anything.
I can't even imagine. How could you have control of one of those?
My guess is majority of the time it's just straight line.
Man, okay.
I'm thinking UPS needs to look into this faster delivery.
More dogs hit. Fido didn't even stand a chance.
The going's okay. It's the stopping.
Yes.
6:15. We'll check your birthdays coming up in just a second.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Normandy Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 6:16 with Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia and the rest of the wackos from the Infomaniacs. Today is June the 10th. 161th day of the year. There are 204 remaining. 11 days to Father's Day, 24 days to Independence Day, and 590 left to Hopi and Changey.
Fingers crossed.
Let me see. It is Alcohol Anonymous Founders Day. It is Iced Tea Day.
Very nice.
It's a good day for it.
Something I can support. Ballpoint Pen Day, Herbs, or if you're from Britain, Herbs and Spices Day. And on this date in 1952, the first drive-through restaurant opened.
Oh,
and no, it weren't a McDonald's.
What was it?
And I quote, just some joint.
Oh. Well, I figured they'd, you know, have some kind of Wikipedia.
That's what it, well, I'm guessing they probably is.
I'm going to, it's worth a Google. That sounds like it's worth a Google. I'll Google it.
Who else is having birthdays today?
Birthdays today. Kate Upton is turning 23. Very, very happy birthday to her.
Yes, sir.
She's turning 23. Lisa Chapman's turning 28. I think that, or maybe it's Lissa Chapman. She's Dog the Bounty Hunter's daughter.
Yeah, that's
so there you go.
She's the one that ran into some trouble a while back.
Oh, did she?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I mean, Dog himself used to be...
But he's back on TV.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that. It went unnoticed by me. Weird. I'm about to choke. Shane West is turning 37. Michael Nikita, I think he... Was he not in a Walk to Remember? I think he was.
I think so.
So anyways, yeah, he's turning 37. He also is on Salem, which I know is on WGN. I see ads for it all the time. Faith Evans is turning 42. Of course, she was married to the notorious B.I.G. Maybe she's bad luck. Elizabeth Hurley Elizabeth Hurley's turning 50 today.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know. I don't think she's still married to the prince. There was a prince in, I forgot what country it was. But
really?
I
don't think I knew that.
Yeah, she was married to him for some time. Jean Triplehorn's turning 52. Of course, she was on Big Love, was on Basic Instinct. She's been on a ton of stuff. She was on Waterworld, which a lot of people probably don't remember that. Gina Gershon's turning 53 today. So Gina's turning 53. Andrew Stevens is turning 60. Of course, it's been a while since he's been in any movies. John Edwards is turning 62 today. F. Lee Bailey, who was one of OJ's attorneys, is turning 82 today. And that's all I've got for both of
those. Oh, cool. All right. That's more than enough, I reckon. It is, what are we looking at? 6:19 now, 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. And we're looking at a 20% chance of rain, high today of 93. It's 75, feels like it's 105 because the humidity's already up to 90. Coming up next, we'll check it out.
Help H-E-B celebrate their 110th anniversary at the H-E-B Road Trip Rally this coming Thursday at the H-E-B Tower Point location starting at 2 p.m. Plenty of H-E-B product giveaways, ways to win, and H-E-B 110th anniversary items. See you there.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Tokio Marine Holdings has agreed to buy Houston-based HCC Insurance Holdings for $7.5 billion, the latest overseas acquisition by a Japanese firm to counter a declining market at home. HCC shares are up more than 32% in pre-market trading on the news. The Spanish Defense Ministry has halted some Airbus Group A400M military airlifter flights after a fatal crash, though the plane maker resumed flights with test aircraft. The May 9th crash of an A400 plane near Seville killed 4 of 6 Airbus employees on the military aircraft. New York City's health department today will propose that all chain restaurants add a symbol resembling a salt shaker on menus next to food products that contain more than the recommended daily limit of 2,300 milligrams of sodium. Crude oil sharply higher, up $1.24 at $61.38 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
With KudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because KudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. KudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And KudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get KudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to KudaSign.com.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. You can find out more about us at www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is, bcschurchofchrist.com. In Hebrews 9:27, the Bible tells us that it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Friend, knowing that all men will face God in judgment, let us prepare to meet the Lord as friend and not as foe. Sadly, many people claim to be friends of Jesus, but they do not fully obey Jesus. In John 14:15, Jesus said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Come visit us today as we prepare for that great day of judgment. We are located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. At the BCS Church of Christ, we are striving to serve Jesus Christ by following His commandments and not the commandments of men. You can find out more about us at www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. Thanks for listening.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the president admitted this week his administration still does not have a complete strategy against ISIS. Basically, no change in 10 months.
When a finalized plan is presented to me by the Pentagon, then I will share it with the American people. It's not, we don't yet have a complete strategy because it requires commitments on the part of the Iraqis as well.
Now, the president said this, that he and his coalition partners, they began their pinprick airstrike campaign that was going to degrade and destroy ISIS. Well, it's not succeeding, and we know why, because we don't have a strategy to train the Iraqi forces and provide intelligence, much less degrade and destroy ISIS. Pretty unbelievable, this level of incompetence. Would you argue that this is good for America? Is this good for our allies? I don't think so.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
And now another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man told his wife he only wanted a nice card this Father's Day, so she went to Golfsmith and got the new tailor-made AeroBurner iron set and a free $100 gift card. He was overwhelmed by the thoughtfulness of the card and couldn't really blame her for keeping the irons for herself. Hurry into Golfsmith from now until June 28th and get a free gift card of up to $100 when you purchase a new tailor-made AeroBurner club. Golfsmith, anything for golf.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 6:24. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's taking some time off. Well, the forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. To find out more about the Anchor Advantage, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure continues to control the weather. We'll continue to see sunshine today. It'll be very warm, 90 to 95 this afternoon. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy with lows around 75. Tomorrow, more sunshine, some passing clouds. Temperatures tomorrow are going to be 90 to 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 75. Friday's partly sunny, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm late in the day. Highs Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 75 with 88% humidity, winds out of the south at 5 miles per hour. Coming up next, my commentary, and we'll also get to something you should know here in just a bit on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to make staying well easier. A doctor who understands you're busy and makes expert care more convenient. A doctor who's close to home, yet part of a premier healthcare network. St. Joseph physicians are caring, responsive, connected, and convenient. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. This is quite possibly the best story ever, and the best stories ever are always based in fact. So I've got to believe this isn't made up. A politician cheating on his wife? Not necessarily a new story. A politician cheating on his wife with an alien?
Arson calling Mark. Come in, Mark.
So here's the story. There's this guy in Whitby, England. He's a city councilman, and he's admitted to cheating on his wife. Again, politician, not that big a surprise. Doing it with an alien? Huge surprise. Parker says that he's been with the alien about four times a year. She's large, green, and she's known as Cat Queen.
E.T. Home phone.
They've even had a kid named Zarka. He also says, quote, his real mother is an alien. She's 9 feet tall, green, and has 8 fingers. And one day he expects to reunite with her on her home planet once the technology is ready to beam him up. And he doesn't believe that this alien is going to cost him his seat, or his mom for that matter, on the city council because it hasn't affected his work. Mostly, he's trying to be a trailblazer.
No.
Quote, there are plenty of people in my position who don't choose to come out and say it because they're terrified it will destroy their careers. You think? And for now, his wife is sticking by him. Quote, my wife is very unhappy. Shocking. She's unhappy. Resume quote. Now, that's caused a few problems, but it's not on a human level, so I don't see it as wrong. It does beg the question, however, what constituency is this guy going for?
Is you live, is you ain't my constituency.
Regardless of the constituency, if the guy lived here, he'd be president of the United States. Was that out loud? My internal filter's broken again. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Closing in on Father's Day, it's the 21st. If you'll forgive the pun, if you're afraid to pull the trigger on a certain gift for Dad, Gun Corps offers gift certificates so Dad can go in and get exactly what he wants. Because there's so much to choose from, you won't pick wrong. But this way you know he's getting exactly what he wants for Father's Day. Guns, tactical gear, automatic knives, or maybe he wants a gun worked on or painted. They can do that with Cerakoting. To see everything they offer, go to gun-corps.com or they're on Texas Avenue in College Station in the same shopping center as Planet Fitness right across from the Kettle. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Are you thinking about moving? You're going to need a home loan. Do you want to lower your interest rate or build a new home? Great news. I do home loans. I am Debbie Davis Lewis, and I've been helping you for over 15 years, and I want to help you again. I'm now with Open Mortgage, and I can do VA loans, FHA loans, reverse mortgages, conventional loans, and now one-time close construction loans. Interest rates are at an all-time low, so call me today for a free estimate. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018. Ask about my radio discount.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Human life expectancy is at an all-time high, yet we're not actually living any longer. How can that be? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
According to life expectancy statistics, we're living longer than ever before. So you might assume we're doing something right. But look a little closer.
We're not living longer than ever before. Cancer rates have climbed from 1935 to 2005. Cancer rates climbed every single year for 70 years straight. 2% of the population had heart attacks 100 years ago, and today it's 40%.
Dr. Joel Furman, author of the book Eat to Live.
The idea that we're living longer than ever before is just a myth because we have less people dying during childbirth. So almost all the advancement in human longevity occurred due to childbirthing and infectious diseases at very young ages, not because people at middle age are living longer.
As we know, says Dr. Furman, what you eat has a huge impact.
We're talking here about people who have adequate vitamin D intake can lower the risk of breast cancer by 40%. People who eat mushrooms every day can drop the risk of breast cancer by more than 30%. People who eat cruciferous greens every day can lower the risk of prostate cancer by more than 50%. We're talking about people taking control of their health destiny.
The science is very conclusive, and it's pretty interesting.
Nobody has to have a heart attack. You don't have to have a stroke. You don't have to get demented when you get older. In other words, we have the science available today. We could dramatically extend human lifespan, give people a better quality of life, and solve the health care crisis we have in America.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Texas Document Solutions.
For Enrique Hazel, owner of Endeavor Physical Therapy, now with two locations, the You're in Charge business relationship with Texas Document Solutions started with the sales rep.
He wasn't pushy. I'm in charge.
And it paid off for your sales rep. You've gotten more copier printers.
Definitely it's more efficient to use Texas Document Solutions. I think it's definitely less expensive. Toner and time.
What do you mean time?
Yeah, it was seamless. I don't have to worry about the machine breaking down. We just make a phone call and they take care of it.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp document imaging technology. Sharp, from the people who put you in charge.
I have time to treat patients, visit with physicians, do operations.
Texas Document Solutions. Go online or call 775-5500. 775-5500.
This is a great local company.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
WTAW News Time is 6:33, 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. On the WTAW website is a list from the Texas A&M system of how well their universities and agencies fared during the legislative session.
Chancellor John Sharp says it was the best session ever.
If you look at money as a whole, we got about a fifth of the students, we got about a third of the money. That pretty much tells the story.
The list includes Governor Abbott's $40 million University Research Initiative Fund. Dean of the Engineering School, Catherine Banks, says they have already started pitching the fund as part of their recruitment of top researchers.
Now we have the funding to attract them, to build their research labs, to build their research groups. Often these individuals don't come alone. They bring an entire research group with them to continue their research funding.
Also discussed was campus carry of concealed weapons. President Michael Young says they're mapping out the process of how that'll be implemented on the flagship campus.
Pretty robust campus-wide dialogue to get everybody's views about what is likely to create the most comfort level. I mean, I think the thing that we start from is a good premise with respect to Texas A&M, which is we're Aggies. Aggies respect each other. They want to make each other comfortable.
System officials noted as an accomplishment the legislature not taking away from the Board of Regents the authority to set tuition rates, and thanks was given to what turned out to be an unsuccessful attempt to reduce the number of students eligible to receive free tuition under the Hazelwood Military Program. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM, WTAW.
Brian Mayer Jason Bayinski pointed out at last night's council meeting another example of more money going into districts represented by Rafael Pena and Al Sines. The comments came before a unanimous vote approving this summer's list of street seal coating.
More money is always put back into single-member districts 1 and 2 for infrastructure improvements because it's an older, aging part of the community. But you've got 34 streets versus 7 for the rest of the whole town.
Pena thanked the mayor for doing the math with the District 2 councilman, adding, quote, it shows we're doing a good job up here.
We're getting a lot of streets done, and I think District 2 had the most streets done. Is that correct with your numbers?
23, sir.
23. Okay, that's it.
Pena's district received 21 of 41 locations, while District 1, represented by Sines, got 11. There are 5 in District 5, and 1 street in Districts 3 and 4 will be seal-coated. A proposal to reduce the feral cat population in Bryan is scheduled to be considered by the City Council at the end of July. That follows a discussion at last night's meeting that began with comments from a member of the Bryan Animal Center Board, Lance Parr, who is also a president of the Brazos Pets Animal Welfare Society.
Statistics show that continually trapping and removing cats only results in more breeding and fill-in by other cats that are still reproducing, and the spread of disease continues because those populations are not cared for or vaccinated.
Volunteers would trap the cats and return them after veterinarians neuter and vaccinate them.
Effective support of these colonies removes them from places where they'll come in contact with humans and reduces the behaviors that result in nuisance complaints that result in animal control officers having to be dispatched.
A review of programs in other cities will be done by city staff. Drafts a formal proposal for the council vote in 6 weeks. In San Marcos, a couple in the process of moving are now facing felony charges after police say they transported their 8 dogs in the back of a U-Haul truck.
Christy Wyatt with the City of San Marcos says a Good Samaritan called 911 after the couple stopped at HEB, and when police responded, they found 2 of the dogs dead, 2 others dying, and the other 4 in distress.
Our officers found out that the people who were using this moving van had transported the dogs from the Woodlands, Texas to San Marcos. And they didn't have proper ventilation, and it was very hot, so it caused injury and obviously death for 4 of the 8 animals.
Wyatt says Karen and Bruce Knudsen are facing 8 animal cruelty charges. 4 of them are felonies. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
Also from San Marcos, police believe a married couple in their 80s found shot to death in a hospital room was a murder-suicide. The Austin American-Statesman reports the couple was discovered by their daughter. No suspects are being sought, and the shooter is no longer a public threat. Police Chief Chase Stapp told the Statesman the couple was not from San Marcos or from Hays County, and investigators did not find a note. For the second time in less than a week, local law enforcement has received multiple reports of someone making bogus phone calls demanding money or facing criminal consequences. College Station police say the scammer is not only altering the caller ID to show their non-emergency number, they use fake names and identification badge numbers. And they're also calling CSPD to get the dispatcher to answer, which might cause the victim to take action, which is paying the scammer through a preloaded debit card or wire transfer. Last week, a similar alert was issued by Texas A&M Police, and scammers have also identified themselves with the Sheriff's Office, Bryan Police, and BTU. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
The four immutable laws. It's our blueprint for good business. This is what makes Hartman Realty Group tick. These four laws are the guiding principles for what we do every day. They're set in stone, and they're what set us apart from other real estate businesses. By living and breathing them, we show our clients our true commitment to exceeding their expectations. Read more about them now at HartmanBCS.com and find out how they can change the way you look at real estate.
Visit HartmanBCS.com.
Watercrest of Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, Watercrest in Bryan welcomes you to come and see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors, above the rest. Find Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, both AM and FM, now heard statewide, at least in Buffalo, along with Bryan and College Station. I'm Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. It's time to look at our weather forecast, brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them for yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive or click actionsportstx.com. Here are the numbers.
Sunshine and warm once again across the region. Temperatures making their way up to 90 to 95 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy weather overnight. Lows will fall back close to 75. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Our highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy, a low of 75 tomorrow night. Partly sunny on Friday, 90 to 95. By late Friday afternoon, there could be a passing shower or a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Yeah, big shout out to our Buffalo homies there on I-45.
Our so Buffalo homies.
They're my homies. I go through there every time I go back to Tyler, so for sure.
Yeah, 103.5 FM.
Very cool. Familiar with Buffalo. So, yeah, coming up in sports, of course, going to be talking about the Game 3 of the NBA Finals last night. It was a good one between the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors. Really, it's shaping up to be a fantastic series. Cleveland got the win last night. We'll talk about that. But it wasn't easy. Golden State was coming back there at the very end. They just ran out of time, just like the Aggies always do. As well as talk about Texas Rangers and Houston Astros last night. 1-1, one loss. So there you go. Houston Astros lost their sixth straight. Meanwhile, the Rangers keep on winning. They're now two games behind the Houston for first place in the AL West. And going to be also talking about Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. All that more coming up in sports.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. It is 6:43 and the 84th legislature is finished. All the senators and congressmen are home safe in their own beds. And so now Governor Abbott's job is to warm up the pen and sign everything that went through. Some he will, some he will not. House Bill 11, though, he signed yesterday, which is the $86 kajillion Let's Protect the Border bill. And it I want to say it's $300 million for House Bill 11.
I'm looking it up.
No, I got it right here somewhere. $310 million of the $800 million border security effort. So that was the portion of it that's going to add new state troopers, technology, and infrastructure around it for intelligence. They expect it to curtail, or at least they're hoping, the more than 25,000 people that come across the border illegally every month. This is a quotes in the Texas Trib. So as you go through all of this, though, the thing that's kind of stuck in my mind is when asked a few questions, the governor sidestepped a few, like, what about the in-state tuition rates for undocumented immigrants and the so-called sanctuary cities? And I think Governor Abbott all but said, okay, moving on.
So that's basically something they're not going to address at the moment.
Absolutely not. Not yet, anyway.
Well, I guess they're kind of the feeling that if they're already here, then it's not really much you can do now.
The proverbial, you know, pass the football down the road a little bit. So let's move on to something more funner.
Okay.
In a survey done in the Washington Post, if you could vote for somebody for El Presidente, the winners would be bloodthirsty sharks, Terminators, or a Sith Lord.
What?
The Washington Post compared results from some political polls with an internet survey looking for favorability of some of the most popular movie villains, and they discovered the discovery is very sad, and it turns out the shark from Jaws, the Terminator, and Darth Vader are more likable than the entire 2016 field of candidates.
Jeez. Well, I mean, everybody loves a good Sith Lord, so...
The only real candidate that ranked in any kind of positive territory at all was Bernie Sanders. The avowed communist ranked happy.
Oh, my gosh.
People that weren't happy, however, were the reporters. That was kind of scary yesterday, where the White House press corps was removed, thanks to the Secret Service, because of a bomb threat that had been called in earlier.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
They evacuated several parts of the White House, and I want to say one other building.
Yeah, they didn't find anything.
They haven't found anything in either one of them, but somebody called it a bomb threat, and that was completely thrown aside.
Well, at least the Secret Service, you know, was doing their job.
And
it's a new one.
This one is, you're not far from wrong there, partner. And this one got everybody all a titter, and that was Mark Rubio's driving record and significant deaths. Did you see all this yesterday?
I heard about it.
They were including his wife's traffic tickets with his.
What?
They said they had 17 moving violations. Well, as it turns out, in the last 20 years, Mark Rubio's been pulled over for something like that 4 times. His wife, 13 times.
She might need to be taking, you know, a driver somewhere or something. She got a lead foot?
It got worse because I think it was New York Times basically did a hit piece on him saying he lived in a mansion. Well, it's a $500,000 home.
Okay.
Where it was in comparison to the other houses in the neighborhood. So not a mansion. So not a mansion.
I mean, I'm not saying $500,000 isn't a nice house, but yeah, it's a...
Well, let's see. You know, the Clinton compound, I'm sure, is. You're telling me that our Secretary of State and the Hines money doesn't live in a mansion?
No. I guess that's my real issue, is they're able to pull up these traffic tickets, but not emails.
Ooh, very nice.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Anything related. There's no investigative reporting going on.
Well, the traffic tickets weren't deleted, Patrick.
Yeah.
They weren't just cleaned away from the server.
That's what he needs to do. He needs to keep it. Yeah, exactly.
I think it was Dana Loesch yesterday on The Blaze had an interesting juxtaposition of all this. Okay, so Mark Rubio's going to get popped for what his wife had done with driving problems. He's going to be lumped into those 17 tickets, 13 of which were hers. Then is Hillary going to be included in the sex scandals with her husband? I mean, I thought that was a fair question.
No, because she's a Democrat.
All right. It is at 6:48. I'm Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. We're going to check with Plant Talk Texas here in a minute. Get your sports as well, and it's all brought to us by Producers Co-op.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers. Tires on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There was a time when the subject of grasses meant little more than Bermuda or St. Augustine to Texas gardeners. Those were, after all, just about the only two grasses found in most Texas landscapes. Oh, to be sure, there was pampas grass, and some folks planted golden bamboo, but as far as ornamental grasses were concerned, the buck pretty much stopped with our turf grass. Grasses have become very popular. We'll talk about them right after this message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing. But the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. Or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. Somewhere around 25 years ago, interest in the many lovely types of annual and perennial ornamental grasses began to grow. Those first hardy souls who heard the scorn of the doubters, "That looks like a weed," kept forging us forward until now, hardly a season goes by without our being introduced to several new types of ornamental grasses. There are lots of great ones out there. Ribbon grass is a low, sprawling grass that's marked by dark green blades with white variegation. It's bright and cheerful where it gets morning sun and afternoon shade. You could also use Mexican feather grass, stipa. That is a gorgeous grass, and a lot of people are using it now. You see it almost everywhere. Very, very fine textured. Dwarf fountain grass called Hamelin. The ornamental grass has captured the hearts of Texas gardeners. It's been in full bloom across the state for several weeks. The plumes will keep coming for many weeks into the future. The blades are slender and graceful. The plant gets 18 to 24 inches tall in flower. Commercial landscapers have used a lot of this. Purple fountain grass, of all the grasses I'm going to mention, this is the one type that's annual in most of Texas. It dies out with the first hard freeze, but it's readily available and easily restarted each spring. Purple fountain grass. Lindheimer's Mula. You'll love this one, grown in individual clumps where the blue-green leaves can spray upward and outward 24 to 30 inches. The plumes stand erect from the centers of each clump, and they persist for many months. I love Lindheimer's Mula. M-U-H-L-Y. Then you have variegated Japanese silvergrass that stands 36 to 48 inches tall, bright white and green variegation. It's nice against evergreens. It produces clusters of light tan plumes from midsummer on. Maiden grass is its big sister. It grows to 5 to 6 feet tall. It's one of our larger ornamental grasses, and it has rich green blades, and then it too has the tan seed heads that come up over the top of the foliage. Maiden grass can seed freely in a landscape. It can become a problem. Then you have zebra grass, one of the most unusual grasses because the variegation on its leaves go across the leaves. That's very unusual. Usually they're parallel to the veins. These go at 90 degree angles to the veins. Dark green, white variegation, yellowish white, and it's a very bold plant because the leaves are large. Those are just a few of the ornamental grasses. Don't use them to excess, however. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
There we go. Good Wednesday, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Texas A&M golfers Maddie Zarek and Bianca Fabrizio competed in the first qualifying round of the Ladies British Open Amateur Championship yesterday in Port Stewart, Ireland. Sarek is currently tied for 45th after a 2-over 75, while Fabrizio is tied for 92nd after a first-round 78. Bianca is set to tee off about 7:03 this morning, so coming up just a little bit, that's Central Time. And then Matty Zarek is supposed to tee off at 9:35. Game 3 of the NBA Finals was last night, and it was all Cleveland Cavaliers, well, at least the first 3.5 quarters.
Curry left sideline, gets an open daylight, fires a three, got another one for the far side. It's a one possession game, 18.8 to go.
Stephen Curry and the Golden State Warriors came storming back late, cutting a 20-point second half deficit to one before ultimately falling short to the Cavaliers 96-91. LeBron James had another big night for Cleveland, scoring 40 points to go along with 12 rebounds and 8 assists.
Trying to make it tough on him. Those three Steph had in the fourth quarter, those are the same ones that he missed in the first three quarters. He's just a great shooter. We just got to try to continue to wear on them. That's all we can do, and we got some learning to do. I've always said about this team, the best teacher in life is experience, and that last minute and a half, we got a lot to learn from.
Matthew Dellavedova added 20 points for the Cavs, who suffered a couple of more health scares as Iman Shumpert suffered a shoulder injury, and Dellavedova himself had to be taken to a hospital with severe cramping following the game. Over on the other side, reigning MVP Stephen Curry hit 7 three-pointers and finished with 27 points, but he says he still needs to find new ways to get his team jump-started.
You know, whether I'm making shots or not, I gotta stay, I'll use the word vibrant, just kind of, you know, having fun out there, because I think the team definitely feeds off of my energy and the joy for the game. So it's not going our way. I got to find different ways, or not going my way specifically. I got to find different ways to get us going. So I like that challenge, because, you know, this is going to be a hard-fought series, and I got to have a huge part in it.
Curry and the Warriors will be looking to tie it up when they visit the Cavaliers for Game 4 tomorrow night. Head out to the Diamond, where the Houston Astros were looking to stop a 5-game slide with a win over the Chicago White Sox.
One-strike pitch. That's hit high in the air and deep to left field. Cabrera is going back at the wall, looking up. See you later! Carlos Correa's first big league home run is a two-run shot in the ninth, and the White Sox lead is trimmed to 4-2.
However, that's as close as Houston would get, as it suffered its sixth straight loss. Astros ace Dallas Keuchel was outdueled by rookie Carlos Rodon, who tossed 6 innings of shutout ball. They'll try again tonight to get off the schneid when they visit the Sox at 7:10, with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7. And while the Astros keep losing, the Texas Rangers, they keep on winning.
Pitch to Mitch, and there's a long drive to center field. Burns is going back. He's still going. That ball is history. A mammoth home run to dead center for Mitch Moreland, and the Rangers lead it 2-0.
Nick Martinez and the Rangers pitching staff would take care of it from there as they edge the Oakland A's 2-1. Texas has now won 3 of 4 on its current road trip to pull within 2 games of AL West leading Houston. They'll take on the A's again tonight at 9:05, with coverage joining Progress on the Zone. Elsewhere around the majors last night, San Francisco Giants rookie Chris Heston was looking to make history.
2-2 count to Tejada. Come set. Recker leads from second. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there. Strike 3 called. He's done it. Chris Heston has no-hit the New York Mets.
It was Heston's first career no-no and the 17th in Giants history. He struck out 11 and hit 3 batters. FIFA has suspended the 2026 World Cup bidding process amid a widening corruption scandal implicating previous bid contests. FIFA planned to write to its 209 member federations this week to explain the bidding timetable and rules. The 2026 host is expected to be chosen by the 209 members at their May 2017 meeting in Malaysia. Potential bidders include the U.S., Mexico, Canada, and countries from Europe. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals is set for tonight in Chicago. The hometown Blackhawks will try to even up the series after falling to the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 Monday night. The puck drops at 7 o'clock Central. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Malik is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Hot weather's coming, and for some, being without air conditioning can be a life-threatening experience. That's why Malik has joined with the Salvation Army for a summer box fan giveaway. Malik's kicked it off with a donation of 100 box fans. You can help too. Drop off any donations made out to the Salvation Army at the Malik office, 10464 State Highway 30 in College Station, during business hours. Or